When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for checking us out. This is the third and final hour of our Tuesday broadcast of the Lori and Julia Show. This hour, Tuesday's in the 5 o'clock hour, we get Study of Duh. That's coming up.
Boy, Julia's always so worried about that.
Because you make up crap.
Julia, I really, really go through journals.
Okay, we just looked at
everything.
The Brad Pitt picture.
Oh, my goodness.
Gray sweatpants?
Okay. It's
everything gray sweatpants should be. And
Rocco, you got to find it.
Now, the one I want to find is one from last hour with the bodysuit and the Beyonce tights or whatever you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
That's Jen Shah, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. No. Rocco, I recommend just look at Beyonce in the original.
Oh, my gosh. The spirit of the Riviera.
Oh, yeah. The spirit of the Riviera is right. Peel those pants right off.
Oh.
Hello.
So what should I be Googling here for Brad Pitt?
Holly tweeted it. Just go to Lori Julia on Twitter. Oh, okay. He still is hot.
No, we know that. We saw him last year. Trailed him around backstage.
Yes, we did. He's beautiful.
But, yeah. I mean, that movie, that Tarantino movie he was in, he's still got it.
And and literally we were like, Rocco, closer than Lori and I are now in COVID to him.
Right.
And he was so charming and so lovely. And we saw the moment with Jen. You saw it all.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah. We can breathe.
And he's tall.
Yeah, yes, he is tall for Hollywood.
This is an ad for Rosé.
For Miraval. This is the wine that took me down on Saturday after the Tattersall.
Was this what it was about?
We polished off a bottle of Miraval.
Lori, this is your wine. Your Rosé.
I love that Rosé.
I buy this for you for presents because it's good.
So good. Anyway, Brad. And you know.
And it's affordable, right? Or no?
Well, he and Angelina, it's about a $25 bottle of Rosé. So it's, you know,
it's from their chateau.
Yeah, Marino. For sure. I'm buying it because of Brad. I feel like Angel tastes just as good and it's half the price. I'm in love with the bottle. I'm in love with the idea of
being at the chateau.
It's as close as I'm drinking rosé with either one of them. Anyway,
I love it that this is it. It's the promise.
It's the
promise of what it's going to taste like because you can transport yourself to the south of France.
Okay, so here is something. Yesterday, you know, the news broke in the Hollywood Reporter that Aaron Sorkin, who had been rumored to be making this movie 5 years ago, is when we originally thought we heard word of this movie happening about. Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball. And it's titled Being the Ricardos. That has been the working title for 5 years. And Cate Blanchett was cast as Lucille Ball.
Originally.
Yep. Okay. And then we just thought it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know it is happening. Oren Sorkin has already written the screenplay. He's directing the project, and it will no longer star Cate Blanchett. And the news was that Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are going to play Lucy and Desi. And
Horsier Bardem?
Yeah, Horsier. Oh, God, he's got a huge head.
He's the biggest head in America.
Big-headed man, which apparently the camera loves. Anyway, we're not the only ones who hate all of this.
Everybody
hates this. And the story that I read that really struck a note with me and articulated much better than what we talked about it was that Lucille Ball, this is from Lainey Gossip,
okay,
was that Lucille Ball was a strikingly beautiful woman, but she had this perfect comedy face. Her face scrunched and bunched. It pulled. It puckered. Her eye movements, raising her eyebrows to great comedic effect. And one of the strengths of Nicole Kidman
is her face doesn't move.
But she's always had a stillness in all of her stuff to die for. Eyes wide shut, big little eyes. She can create. It's not her expressiveness that dominates her performance. It's how still she is, and she gives the barest hint in her expression, the crack in the facade. It's not Lucille Ball energy. So she is not a good fit for this.
Fine.
Okay.
And the thing that you're saying,
I can't physically see her embodying Lucy in her scrunched up face glory.
The other 100%, because her face doesn't move. Very much because she's got a ton of Botox in it.
I mean, she's never been known for that type of
acting.
Exactly.
Like Kelly Kiyoko from The Flight Attendant. We saw her face move a ton.
Yes.
And could see, you know.
Yes.
So I get what you're saying in Nicole Kidman's acting, which she says is method, and it makes her sick because she takes that character with her inside out.
She plays a lot of
stoic
and that kind of
people. Yes.
Anyway, now then, Valerie Bertinelli tweets yesterday with the Deadline story, Deborah Messing was robbed. Because people in Hollywood have universally, you know, Deborah Messing is really one of the greatest comedic actresses. She's so good. And in Will and Grace this year, they did do an I Love Lucy episode, and it was incredible.
I never finished the season.
Yeah, it's
really
incredible. And the whole cast was in on it, and it was just really a love letter. So Valerie tweets, Deborah Messing was robbed. And then somebody else tweeted to Deborah Messing, agreed, choosing to believe that Deborah Messing was unavailable or something. And Deborah Messing, oh no, I'm available.
Oh.
Okay. And and nothing to there. Otherwise, people.
What do you
are like,
think about that?
Jessica
though?
Chastain, Amy Adams,
right?
You know, and then people are not having Javier Bardem, a Spanish guy, playing Ricky Ricardo Desi Arnaz, who is a Cuban American icon. And maybe, you know, people might be. He's just completely wrong to me. I thought of someone else besides Mark Consuelos to play him, because Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah, he's good too.
He's Italian and Cuban.
Right.
He would be amazing.
And let me just say that Deborah Messing is available. She did last year The Dark Divide, but Will and Grace was that. She doesn't have anything.
If you see that Will and Grace episode of her doing Lucy, you can't believe they're not the same. And, you know, maybe Aaron Sorkin doesn't want that. But to me, in a biopic, you want people looking, giving the impression as much as possible.
Yeah.
And it's 1 week of them filming, and you know, an I Love Lucy episode towards the end of their marriage.
I remember.
Yeah. Anyway, people are not happy for it.
All right.
And they say there's a curse because there have been other biopics of Lucy and Desi to happen that haven't happened. They say it's a cursed project.
Well, it reminds me of the Janis Joplin project that, since we've been on the air, was supposed to happen.
That's true.
With everybody was going to play
Renee Zellweger.
Goes on Kelly Clarkson.
That's right.
Many other people. I mean, there's some of the things that just don't get made.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about some other things, Spike Lee's children, Satchel and Jackson, are named the 2021 Golden Globe Ambassadors. Does it feel weird?
Well, I guess they're just doing that. Are they doing that one virtually? Is it happening in January?
Yeah.
And it's just going to be on TV, and Amy and Tina are hosting it.
We'll be watching. So the Hollywood, the Golden Globes, it's in February, Lori. It's not going to take place till February 28th.
Oh, okay.
It's just such a weird year because of COVID, and everything's being pushed back into late February, March, and even April with the Oscars. There's 2 months extra eligibility for movies and TV shows and things like that to be put in. But it's kind of like, such a weird year when I keep reading that that Wonder Woman was number one at the box office.
Yeah, and then they get $6 million. You know, you're like,
I was like, really?
Really?
That feels so weird.
Well, the movies that won at the Gotham Awards, which would we would just not normally pay that much attention to, but we would kind of pay attention because Critics' Choice, Gotham Awards, you know, they kind of are lead ups to what, because I don't even know what the movies are. The last movie I saw in a movie theater was last February, Just Mercy, with Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. Right. And I absolutely loved that movie. And I think it should be up for stuff, but I don't know.
I feel like mine was 1917.
Maybe.
The Trench Warfare one.
Maybe it was.
At Rosedale with David Lisinski. And we went and ate Jason's biscuits.
Biscuits.
At Potluck. At Rosedale first.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Yeah. So anyway, this show called Nomadland starring Frances McDormand. Rocco, have you heard about it or read any buzz on this Nomadland?
It won two film.
It won two things. It got the audience award. It got best feature. And she's supposed to be fantastic.
What's it about?
I don't know, but I'm just giving you the names so that you can be on the alert for them when they drop Nomadland.
All right, got it.
Sound of Metal. Riz Ahmed won Best Actor.
Okay.
And that movie is really great. And then Nicole Beharie won for Miss Juneteenth, which I miss, but people love that show. And I love Nicole Beharie. She was the star of Sleepy Hollow.
Yes, she was. And you can watch Miss Juneteenth on Prime Video for $2.99.
Yeah.
So if we want to get caught up on these things and watch some of them.
Well, and One Night in Miami is coming out this Friday. And one of the actors from that one, breakthrough actor. So, but it's just like a lot of these movies, you know, we don't know. The Holly posted a trailer. Lee Daniels has a new movie. The United States versus Billie Holiday.
That looks so good.
Yeah, and that's posted. And Andra Day is playing Billie Holiday, and it just kind of looks amazing. And of course, people don't know her story. You might know a song. You know, she sang Strange Fruit, or you might know a thing here or there about her. But I'm very interested to see, based on this trailer, it looks absolutely amazing. Will that be one of the movies that's an Oscar type of contender? Because they love that, but I don't know. I just feel like everything I don't know about all these movies.
It feels like a lot.
I mean, they're raving. The critics are raving about Tom Hanks's new movie.
Oh, I know. What is
News
that?
News of the World.
Yeah. Reba McEntire saw it in the theater with her boyfriend.
Yeah. Could I go see the theater? I mean, is AMC open?
I'm going to look here. I think they are now.
Rocco, have you seen his Riverview?
You know, it's funny. I just got an email from the Trilon Micro Cinema that's in my neighborhood, and they said they're going to have movies this weekend. So.
Now, that could be something to do.
Yeah. If you feel, so people are
clean
calling,
and safe. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. So Tom Hanks, Christina gave it 3.5 stars, Julia. And the United States versus Billie Holiday. And, of course, that makes me think of that great movie, The United States versus Larry Flint. Remember that movie?
Okay.
Courtney.
She was good.
Courtney Love was so good in it.
Who played Billy Flint?
The Larry Flint? Woody Harrelson, right?
That's right. Oh, that was a good movie. We got to go. It's time for the
Journal. And AMC says they're opening on the 15th, which is in 3 days. So there you go.
Okay. All right, good.
There we go. Listen, we'll be right back with the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Holly.
Good afternoon.
There's a lot we haven't gotten to, so we know you're going to bring us some great dirt.
Yeah, so let's start with an exclusive story over at TMZ.com concerning Kris Jenner and an alleged lawsuit. So you just take this with a grain of salt. So Kris Jenner's rep is saying she's doing a Mariah Carey, Jennifer Lopez thing. She doesn't even know who influencer Ava Louise is, but says if Ava Louise keeps making up fake stories, there could be legal consequences. So here's the story, and it was a story that I think you guys talked about on your show last week. So Ava's a social media influencer. She got attention last week after posting a TikTok suggesting that Kanye West had been hooking up with Jeffree Star.
Right.
And Jeffree Star has denied that, but that rumor spread on social media, Ava admitting that she made the whole thing up, but also claimed that she received a cease and desist letter from Kris Jenner.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
...company threatening legal action if she didn't stop making allegations about Kim and Kanye.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Because, Jeffree Star, the male beauty guru who also lives in Wyoming, he over the weekend replied to every single meme about him and Kanye West. Mm-hmm. So he's taking that all the way to whatever. I mean, he's playing with it. Yep. I mean, Kim's selling hosiery now. She was modeling pantyhose.
Oh, boy.
I mean, who's buying hosiery right now?
Not I, said the little red hand. People are buying Crocs. They're having a record. They had a record year last year.
But do you know what I mean? I don't know. Did this Ava apologize then, like to Kim and Kanye, like as if there was a cease and desist?
Well, apparently a rep for Kris Jenner says that the cease and desist letter is also totally made up.
Oh, my word. She's not going to get any free contour sticks.
Oh, my gosh. The nerve. So Kris Jenner's people telling TMZ, quote, Kris Jenner's people being Kris Jenner.
Right.
Let's be clear on that. So we have zero clue who this person is and have not yet taken legal action. However, if she continues to spread lie after lie and a fake letter in a desperate cry for public attention, which she admitted on the record that she's seeking, then we will have no choice but to take legal action on principle.
It's made everybody forget they're getting divorced.
Yeah, it has.
Yep. So Jenner's rep also adds making up fake stories in an effort to monetize and get attention, which has a direct effect on people's lives, is not okay.
And that's her job, by the way.
Thank you. I was going to say. I was like, well, the nerve of Kris Jenner.
Yeah, that is her job. So you little TikToker,
hey,
get out of here.
My cloud.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Thank you for the beautiful Hollywood speak on
that. But I do think that Kim Kardashian did, especially when Jeffree Star, started liking all these memes and stuff. Apparently, she knew him through their beauty worlds. Jeffree Star is a beauty influencer.
Okay.
I remember going out to the Mall of America last year and walking with my friend, this pre-pandemic, and there were hundreds of people in line. Why? Because the makeup store on the second floor outside of Nordstrom, Jeffree Star was going to be in person.
Oh, got it. All right.
I would say,
so
like
people
15
follow him.
To 30-year-olds, Holly. I'm not even kidding. And I think she and this Jeffree, they knew each other and were friends. So
got it.
Probably all of this
all right.
is, she is truly bothered by it.
Yeah, I think that was at Morph Beauty.
Yes, that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
It probably is still there, I hope.
Oh, yeah, well, let's hope so. Well, and then also, Jeffree Star is in the same Calabasas neighborhood area as Kim Kardashian. So they're kind of floating around in those same geographical circles as well. So
I mean, is Kanye bi
this is what I was
bipolar?
Wondering. This was
bi and bipolar.
I heard this from some of the kids.
Bye.
I did hear this
from some of the kids.
Is this a thing?
On the street. This is what I was wondering. Is that why they want it shut down?
Well, interesting enough that you brought up that point. Rumors on the internet and other places have long speculated that Kanye West both likes men and women, and that one of the people that allegedly, like the rumor mill when you go deep into the internet, is that Kanye West and Ricardo Tisci of Givenchy perhaps had a close friendship together.
That's when he lived in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, if you go down gossip rabbit holes, you will find people who have been speculating about this for years at this point. You know, and to your point that this story in particular is being aggressively shot down in a way
we don't usually see.
That we usually don't see from Camp Kris Jenner, because, I mean, any press is good press, according to Kardashian and company. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, if we're being talked about, fantastic. You're going to come with us to Hulu and you're going to watch our programming.
Yeah.
So there's something about this story that's very fascinating in the fact that Kris Jenner is very forward with shutting it down.
All right.
Just leave that there.
That's good, Holly.
Yeah,
I liked
it is.
All of that.
Yes. And let's go to some more messiness, shall we?
Okay.
In an exclusive over at the Daily Mail, they're talking about the divorce between Dr. Dre and Nicole Young. Now, Nicole Young has filed some court documents in their divorce. This happened days before Dr. Dre suffered a brain aneurysm. The Daily Mail reporting that Nicole Young is claiming that Dr. Dre held a gun to her head, punched her in the face, and slammed her against a wall. This all happening in 2000 and 2001. Now, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, is this court, is this something that came out in court documents that was filed a little while ago? Because the one thing that I did think was interesting, and it raised both of my eyebrows, and they do still raise, even though I am freshly Botoxed, is why did Dr. Dre's people, while he was in the hospital, a brain aneurysm, agree to pay her $2 million a month, which is what they've been fighting.
Yes, it has been.
And I thought, I wonder what other thing we're going to find out about.
Okay.
And here it is.
Sure, yeah, because these court documents were filed just days before Dr. Dre went to the hospital with his medical emergency. Mm-hmm. So the timing, interesting there. So this all happened allegedly about 20 years ago. And yeah, it's not good. So Dr. Dre did make a declaration last week that said, at no time did I abuse Nicole or threaten her physical safety.
You mean his lawyers made that? Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, yeah. Right, because
he's in ICU still. Yeah. I don't think we really know how he's doing. I think that is all being...
I don't know. Is he still in ICU?
Yes, he is, Julia. Oh, wow. I saw Billy Bush reported on Extra last night.
All right.
Yeah. Dr. Dre, his people are sending out messages every once in a while, but by all means, it's still a pretty critical condition that Dr. Dre finds himself in right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
I mean, a brain aneurysm, to me, they didn't want to say stroke. But that's what I always think of.
Yeah, well, we wish him a speedy recovery. And don't forget, over on Lori and Julia's Instagram, Brad Pitt and gray sweatpants, okay? Just don't forget. Oh, nobody wanted to talk about gray sweatpants anymore.
They might have gone off to the restroom. It's that time.
I'm like, and that's the thing that they want to talk
about. I'll go look at the gray sweatpants.
Please, Rocco, look at Brad Pitt in his gray sweatpants. It's on people.com. Also, Lori and Julia did tweet it out this afternoon. So enjoy.
This is the study of duh with noted academic journal skimmer, Lori.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, everyone knows that, though.
You know what it was last week? It was the Kanye and Kim news was breaking.
Oh,
and
that's right.
And you were like, why are you playing this? There's breaking news.
Oh, that's right.
We're so nice, you aren't we? This is just so nice.
You're just getting the taste of what Donnie lived with for 18 years, basically.
Hence the poor, suffering Donnie shirt people would make him.
Okay, my first study, it was published in the American Psychological Association, a personal favorite. I have a psychology minor from the University of Minnesota Duluth.
Okay.
So it's a very near and dear.
So it's fitting that you're on the mailing list.
So the question is, if you could know how the whole of your life turns out in advance, would you want to know? 1, 2, 3, yes or no?
No.
Rocco?
I guess, sure.
Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Make a decision.
I'll go with yes.
All right, he wants to know. I don't want to know.
70, to me, this is a duh. It's a no. That I would just...
But for you maybe men are
different. For a study that most people would, for whatever reason, superstition, religion, whatever. Most people would be like, I don't want to know. I want to be, no. Like, but their instinctive answer. And this study, 70% of people, and then even they changed the study and said, even if it was all good news, no.
So, Rocco, you're in the minority, an anomaly right now. I mean, that you would want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, right?
Yeah, it does. I wouldn't want to know because then nothing would delight you or surprise you or your emotions. You would have it all set and ready to go.
Right. If you knew your last day was like June 6th, 2040, backwards. You'd be like,
I've only got 2,100 days left. Right. You know, what am I going to do? But no, I wouldn't want to know because
people would decline that superpower. And study after study, they do different things. And it, people... No, 70% of people on the regular, however you word it, they just say it stays pretty steady that no.
Even I was even afraid to go and get my palm read, you know, and I didn't when we met Michael Bodine, you know, and he was on our show and he can see. And
oh, I love all that stuff.
I know you do, but I didn't even want to know that stuff because I just feel like, wow.
Like, okay, they ask people about, you know, the ability to know if you'd win a certain sports game, what you got for Christmas, would your marriage end? The only revelation that people really said they'd want to know more than those who didn't was gender of your baby.
Okay, I needed to know that. That's the one thing we found out.
Yeah.
I wanted to know.
That now people who don't want to know that are more in the minority.
Yeah, I believe it because it's a prepping thing. And it's an emotional prepping thing because I found out I wasn't going to have a girl.
Yes.
And so I needed to get mentally prepared and get my arms around it. But I think if you know, you don't try. I mean, like, if you know the way everything's going to happen, why would you try?
This is why I love the American Psychological Association Journal.
Is this quarterly, Julia? What else did we glean from this? This is exciting.
Well, this was commissioned by Crock-Pot.
Okay. Which are really a lifesaver, people.
Because it's National Slow Cooking Month in January.
Of course it is. It's stews and pot roasts and everything else. I just used mine 2 days ago.
Yeah.
A good old pork shoulder.
To me, this is a real duh, but it was a poll of 2,000 people, like I said, done by Crock-Pot. And the question was, are you a tortoise or are you a hare? They asked, and a hare is described as someone who's spontaneous and kind, and a tortoise is more likely to be optimistic. That's how they did it to the people, so they knew how to describe themselves.
Okay.
And Julia, what did we find out? People who are more laid back are dealing with the COVID lockdown and all the things better.
And are those the tortoises?
Yeah, because basically.
Hares are spontaneous and kind, and tortoises are just optimistic.
Yeah. You got to be optimistic and laid back, apparently.
Well, you never said the laid back
part.
Okay, because you never said that.
I want to see if you're paying attention, listening to the study of
Duh. I have notes, darn it. I have notes on this, so it didn't make sense to me.
No, I know.
So, Rocco?
I'm on the laid-back side of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're dealing with it all right.
If you are kind of like...
Me?
You don't describe yourself. Yeah, the high strung. Yeah, Joy, I know it. Oh, geez, I was trying to get...
I know you're talking about me because I am more spontaneous than all of you guys, but I'm kind.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it.
No, but I'm also optimistic. I don't feel like I'm...
You know what? I really didn't like that study as much because it came from Crock-Pot. It didn't come from the American Psychological Association.
And it didn't tell us anything.
What does it have to do with the Crock-Potting?
I don't know. They just wanted their name out there.
That's right. That's right.
It's like Oreo cookies. They keep coming up with funny brands.
Is Crock-Pot even a brand anymore?
Oh, yes, it is.
It is.
Oh, yes. Don't you use yours, Rocco?
I gave away my slow cooker.
I use a slow cooker, but I don't know if it's Crock-Pot brand.
They're all Crock-Pots.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like Kleenex.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Even if you don't buy a Crock-Pot.
But Lori had the Instapot.
Insta. Yes, we have one of those too.
Do you? Do you use it?
Not that much. No. It's kind of funny.
It takes up so much space.
And it does too many things. I'm suspicious of it.
And it's not boils. As fast as you know, really? It's like, well, it's like, oh yeah, you can have chicken in 6 minutes. Well, there's like a 12-minute warm-up time and then there's blah, blah, blah. And then I feel like the steam that comes out the top is making your cabinets all smell like food steam.
Oh, ish. Rocco, okay, here's...
I got rid of that thing. It caused me anxiety. I won it at the Hubbard Christmas party.
Right, I remember that. I made
and I won the Lifetime membership that I didn't use.
I've never won anything at a Hubbard Christmas party.
This was our good
you
year.
You got to go like with a card.
You
got to
go
like
when
Casey.
We're drinking and we draw your name and pretend.
Oh yeah.
God, one year we were so drunk drawing names. Do you remember that? We were wasted. So,
yes. Yeah.
That was a pretty.
That was one for people to talk about for a few days.
We were the talk of the company. We really were. We looked good though, were funny, and people enjoyed it.
Yeah, because it can get to be stodgy.
They can't believe if we ever get asked to do that again, Lori.
Okay.
We did it a couple of years in a row.
Yeah, boy.
The air fryer, though, I know we're on crock pots. I'm sorry. Oh. And the air fryer is something that I know people who have and love it.
They
love
it. I read that, too. And I brought it up with the wife, and she's like, no. But we don't do a lot of... deep frying type things.
But I would,
it's
I like
the air. It's like
I
when like, the, you want things with a crunch.
I love
like
crunch.
French fries or
yes.
something.
Even a chicken and breast. You could get a crisping on. You could crisp up like maybe even like a
pasta. I like to crisp. I like everything with a crunch.
Yeah.
A brownie with a crunch. A crunchy
like
cookie.
You could really get a good crunch on like a grilled cheese.
Yeah. Speaking of home appliances, making, Julia.
Yeah.
Anything.
We never brought in that.
I had
drill.
It out last night and used it.
You were going to bring in
my
the massager.
Thing.
The power massager.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Okay. Back
yeah.
to the air fryer.
I'm curious to I'm gonna see bring if it that's in tomorrow. As bad or as good as we think it might or might not
I'm going to try it on both of you tomorrow. I used it last night on my shoulder because I played some tennis for a while longer than I had.
Were you shocked and impressed?
At how good I was?
Yeah.
I was good.
Good.
But it'll go away. You know, it was just beginner's luck. I hadn't played in a while.
Isn't that a wonderful feeling to have, to be both shocked and impressed by yourself?
Yes. Yeah. I really was.
Yeah, good.
It only happens one time a year. Yeah. And I blew my wad already. All right, back to you.
All right, well, this is the last study, and this is a real study, but half of women in this study say 2020 is the year that made them go gray faster than ever before.
Well, that's because we had to.
Yeah, the average American woman says she feels 4 years older after living through last year. 65% believe 2020 aged them more than ever as a result of pandemic stress. And this just seems like duh, but we're all in good company with each other.
Well, initially we had to go gray unless we were buying, DP Hughes at home kits or something like that. But the gray was real.
But the exhaustion of this year
really,
was real, and we didn't even have kids or job loss or anything.
Your wife, Rocco, Meg went through, and so many women we know with small kids or big kids or whatever, we didn't have that.
But
we got to go to work.
No, but we still had exhaustion because there's a mental exhaustion that comes with pandemic living conditions, the election, everything that was going on, we had a commonality. For us, we had a death, losing Donnie Love in a layoff with a bunch of other people. I mean, so everyone has felt this long. I just don't think they even need a study for that, but I'm glad they're studying it already.
But one of the really scary results of this last year is what it's done to working women. So many working women have had to leave the workforce because of the child care issues. So that is a real sad stat.
Yes,
that
it
has
is.
Come out of this. And we felled you.
That's right.
Because so many people listening to us and hanging out with us, you guys have it so many people have it. We have had it so easy compared to everybody, Lori. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Our hearts go out to everybody, but everyone has felt it.
Yes. And women are in agreement. And the agreement is on this study is that this year felt like 4 or 5.
Yeah, maybe
some people felt longer.
I felt like my last week of my life was 200.
Yeah. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be back. Thank you, Rocco. One of the other things that we posted is Naomi Osaka, the tennis player, is the debut. It's her debut as Louis Vuitton's latest brand ambassador.
Mm.
And she, this is a quote from her. Just so people
did we post this?
Yeah, we did. Okay. If you're planning for home, the Australian Open is February 8th through February 21st. Okay, but there is live tennis being played right now. If you have the tennis channel or you want to watch some stuff, because it's happening.
Okay.
The tour is going on.
I love this Naomi Osaka. She's
really cool.
She wore every member at the Open.
Yeah, the Black Lives Matters.
With names.
Yes, with names. Mm-hmm. But here's what she says. Aside from tennis, my most treasured passion is fashion. And there's obviously no brand more iconic than Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
It's such an honor to work with Nicolas. He's a designer I admire so much, and we share a mutual love of Japanese culture and style. And she's in some Japanese-looking outfit with her Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. I've never been a Louis Vuitton fan because I hate logos on my bags. I remember when those were in, and everyone had the brown bags that felt like they were plastic, but they were hard leather.
Yeah,
it's just, I'm not... I like
this. This is kind of some cute stuff.
Yeah, kind of. But again, it's the bag with all the L's and the V's on it. That's not my thing. That's just never been my thing.
Well, then don't buy one.
I've never had a Louis Vuitton. I've never even had a knockoff. Have you?
Yes.
That's not us. Really?
Oh, I think I had a wallet. I got it on Canal Street.
All right, I didn't even buy the real deal.
I remember. You know, and we didn't have to go in the back room.
Oh, gosh. Never. That seems so long
ago. How about our other Siegfried Fischbacher of Siegfried and Roy? He's got terminal cancer.
Patriotic.
A German newspaper, one of his family relatives blabbed to somebody in Germany. They probably don't want people to know, but supposedly he's in hospice.
Yeah.
You know?
Because Roy died, what, 6 years ago?
No, Roy just died less than a year ago.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
May.
And COVID.
Remember, he was attacked by Montecore in 2004. We were on the air.
Siegfried Fischbacher is 81. You just always think of those guys as young.
He was the blonde one.
The blonde.
Because they had permanent plastic surgery way before its time.
Oh, was Roy doing okay? I mean, Horn doing okay before?
Well,
he was paralyzed and had strokes after.
Yeah, he was never.
Was he the one that got bit by the?
Yes, Montecore.
Huh. I totally forgot he was a COVID casualty.
Yes, early.
At the very beginning.
In May.
Yeah, early. And then, Julia, I wondered if you're going to be interested in this. So there's this very famous Allure columnist, Joan Kron, K-R-N or Kron.
Okay.
She's in her 90s. She's like 93. She co-founded the New York Times home section.
Oh, yes.
And she revealed during a Zoom celebration of her 93rd birthday that she is in the middle of working on a documentary about Botox, the history of Botox, called Weapon of Beauty.
Of course, so I'm going to want to know that.
The whole story about, like, did they accidentally find out and all of this other stuff about. She's been working on it for like a year. And
I love
Jackie
that.
Jackie Hoffman, Consuelo, you know, our gal from Feud. Yeah. she's in it. And there's all kinds of kind of maybe some interesting people making comments.
I like that, Lori. So, I'm all for that. All right, so I just have to tell you.
Because she also did a documentary called Take My Nose, Please, all about nose jobs.
Well, they've been
around for a long time. And there's quite a history to them. So take note. There is a documentary called Take My Nose,
Please. I kind of think that's funny. All right, this I thought was funny. A woman in Quebec, tried to get around the COVID curfew that is happening in Canada right now. So you can walk your dog. You can, you're allowed to go out after curfew if you take your dog for a walk. So this woman decided that she would try to walk another person on a leash.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say a stuffed dog. Like, I was just like one of those big stuffed dogs from the fair.
That would lead themselves?
Or from the fair. You know, they kind of have those things that would look like in the dark. Yeah. And you're just like.
No, she just walked another person on a leash so they could go out after curfew. That's called coronavirus insanity.
Jeez
Insanity. Other things happening, buy your tickets for the Powerball if you want to try.
I'm not going to buy one.
I am. I'll do it for us on the way home. I got a place to stop right on the way home.
Okay, do it.
They owe me
but
that gas
But then I feel like I wonder
my
if my guy at Marshall's stop would be...
Please stop, because I'll share it with you.
All right.
I'll share mine with you.
Is tonight the night, Rocco? You got to get tonight it if you want to believe in the dream, or do we have another
from
day?
From what I looked up, Mega Millions is tonight. That was like 6:25.
Is that then... where we should pick our own numbers?
I never pick my numbers. I go with the machine because I've been so successful. Right. Follow my lead.
Well, I always heard that if you pick your own numbers, there's a greater chance that you'll be picking the same sort of numbers that other people are picking. So there's a greater
69,
chance that you'll double it up.
That's 13.
Right. Well, I would, you know, 7. I always hear the story of the lotto winner who wins a million and a gazillion dollars because he uses all the birthdays of like his grandchildren.
You try that, and I'm going to try just the random.
I got to write it down on my hand. And take off the glove. And
well, I hope I don't win. I'll think about how lazy you were.
Okay.
Have a good night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.